Gamertag Radio presents E3 coverage. Hosts Danny Pena, Paris Lilly, and Peter Toledo are direct from the convention center floor.
Pete, I can't believe this is happening, man. We're going to have an interview right now about Cyberpunk 2077. This wasn't planned. We got super excited. We even had a 40-minute plus roundtable discussion about our impressions, our reaction, and we have someone here from CD Projekt Red, and we're going to talk about the game. What's your name?
My name is Patrick Mills. I'm a quest designer here at CD Projekt Red.
I have to say this, man. I've been coming to E3 for 13 years, mm-hmm. and I even mentioned this on a podcast. I think personally this was like the best presentation I've seen out of all the games in 13 years, because I felt like I was part of the experience. I really wanted to be part of this Night City.
Yeah.
It was so well done, man. Great presentation. Tell us a little bit about, for those that don't know about mm-hmm. the demo, tell us a little bit the presentation you guys had yesterday.
Sure. I mean, the presentation we had yesterday and today is, it's a 50-minute long demo showing our first-person RPG, Cyberpunk 2077. It's, you want to know the details? You guys saw it.
Let's talk about it.
You want to hear about that? Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. So in this, you play V, who's this cyberpunk mercenary. It's her job to sort of navigate between the dirty street level, organized crime on the streets and the corporate intrigue at the top of the corporate, at the skyscrapers. And it's a big, violent, scary, interesting game.
So there has been a massive push for this game for years, mm-hmm. obviously, ever since the first Cyberpunk came out, and we're set, 57 years later in the future?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
After this, how has that journey been from all the way back then to now finally being able to reveal actual gameplay mm-hmm. to people for Cyberpunk 2077?
Well, we're really, really excited for it. I actually was hired at the studio back in 2013 mm-hmm. and to work on Cyberpunk, and it's been a long journey. We've been working for a long time on it, but we're in full production now. And it's great because I finally get to talk about what I'm working on, and it's been a long ride. Yeah.
Fantastic. So aside from what we saw yesterday, we saw V and Jackie getting yeah. into the car. Is that the only vehicle we're going to see in this game?
Oh, no, you're going to see lots of vehicles.
Mm.
You're going to be able to drive cars. You're going to be able to ride motorcycles. And of course walk around on foot, and you saw the cool wall running and stuff
yes.
like that. So there's some other tricks in there as well. We've got flying vehicles that can ride around in. So it's going to be cool.
Yeah. One of the things I read in the pamphlet that you guys gave to the people that checked out the presentation is the mega building.
Mm-hmm.
Each floor, there's going to be NPCs there, special quests, even hidden quests.
Mm-hmm.
So is that only the only building like that, or it's more just the world overall, other buildings and like that?
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we don't use any kind of procedural technology to generate this. It's all handcrafted. So you won't be able to go into necessarily every building, but we do want to make sure that every building you go into has something really, really cool to see and something cool to do. We have an entire team called our Open World Team, and it's their entire job to go and make sure that the communities of people look good, that there's always something interesting to see, and there's little stories happening all over the place. So in addition to the bigger quests that you're going to have, you're going to see all sorts of little just cool stories happening around the corner. You even saw, a little bit of that in the demo at the very, very beginning when you're walking down that hall and that lady sort of walks out and you push her away because, that's them. So, yeah.
So obviously The Witcher 3 is, was your major highlight. The large expanse of land mm-hmm. that Geralt has to traverse, mm-hmm. using his horse Roach. Are we going to see something akin to that map size, or are we talking larger? And I also know that, there's verticality involved.
Yeah.
So,
well, it's that verticality there that makes it really difficult for us to say, any specific numbers. People keep asking us,
right.
Oh, how many square miles is it? Well, we're still building it. It's hard to say at this moment.
Mm-hmm.
Witcher 3 was very big, but very, very flat. And what we have here is we have this city, Night City. It has 6 different districts. They're all very, very distinct. The one you saw in the demo was this place called Watson.
Mm-hmm.
It's neat because even in a small space, you have layer after layer after layer going up and up and up and up. and we can cram a ton of stuff in there. So yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah, I know in the beginning of the demo, when V was walking, I think it was someone either practicing boxing or something, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And when she got into the vehicle, there was also a TV.
Yeah.
Was that, they were actually playing or watching the fight, the mm-hmm. the boxing match and stuff. So are we going to see something like that? I feel like this world is like, there's so much stuff going on
yeah.
while you're walking. Even the conversations that people are having there and everything too. So, okay, it's almost done. Yeah, like I love the just the environment. Like it feels real yeah. things is going on, right?
I played Cyberpunk 2020 way back in the day, and the city that Mike Pondsmith created there, Night City, it's been living in some ways. It's been living in my head for most of my life. So it's great to be able to finally bring that living city and bring it to life for everybody else.
The last thing, what was it that Paris said once he came out from the presentation?
Yeah, he said it was like Cowboy Bebop. I want, like me personally, I would say it would be like Akira, you know, those dystopian. It was, I said it this morning, it's like, it was like me as a child with all my Japanese animes that I would watch as a kid all crammed into one. And it's, I love what you guys are doing here. Obviously, we're big fans of you guys, CDPR. Well, so thank you so much.
Yeah, that's high praise. And we thank you very much. And we really hope that we can live up to it. So thank you.
All right. Awesome. Well, thank you very thank much, you. Patrick.
Awesome.
Send us your feedback or questions. Give us a call at 786-273-7GTR. Email us at fanmail@gamertagradio.com or leave a message on speakpipe.com/gamertagradio.